World Club Challenge tonight. It's going to be at Amy Park in Melbourne. Brodie Croft is going to be wearing the number 7 jumper for the Melbourne Storm in the absence of Cooper Cronk, quite clearly with the Roosters. Cameron Smith will be playing. Billy Slater will be playing. It'll be interesting to see the Melbourne Storm without Cooper Cronk calling the shots. Up against Leeds, I know they're really short. They've got a injury-ravaged front row, Leeds. They're struggling for props. One of our fan favourites and a Tigers favourite, Keithy Galloway. Now with Leeds, joins us on the line. Hi, Keith.
Good morning, guys. How's it going? All right?
Good, mate. Welcome home.
Yeah, cheers, mate. It's good to be back.
Now, what's the go, mate? You're part of this injury roster, aren't you, for Leeds?
Yeah, I suppose we've just been, especially the front row department, we've just sort of been, there's about four of us, probably out at the moment, so it's unfortunate, but I suppose it gives some younger guys a chance to step up.
Keith, not many guys are giving you guys much of a chance. I'd imagine in camp you'd be confident.
Yeah, no, definitely. But, Melbourne's a very tough ask, but it's 80 minutes of football, and you know, if we play our best football tonight, I'm sure we'll put ourselves with a good chance of winning.
All right. Despite those injury concerns and obviously the class difference between the two competitions, Keith, what do you expect from Leeds? I mean, how competitive can they be?
Yeah, you know, we're going out tonight to win the game. It's, Melbourne's obviously the best of the best, but it's 80 minutes of football, and you know, if we put in a good performance tonight, then we'll put ourselves in with a good chance of getting the victory.
Yeah, you certainly.
A little bit, you know. Obviously, it's the weather's a lot better, and family and friends and stuff like that. But I'm enjoying my time in Leeds as well. So
good.
Yeah.
Would you, if the opportunity ever arose, would you find yourself back in Australia playing the NRL?
No, I think I've sort of I've played about 13 years in NRL, so. Had fun, and Super League's where I'm at the moment, so, yeah.
Geez, you've seen some few changes at your old club, Keith. The Tigers.
I don't think there's too many familiar faces. When I was playing there, I think if I walked into training, I probably wouldn't know too many of the boys there, to be honest.
And Benji's back. I bet you never probably thought you'd see him leave and then sort of come back as well.
Yeah, I think it's great for the club. It's great for him. He's a terrific bloke to have around the club, and he's a good role model for the young kids, so I think it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Mate, it's a wacky start to the season for you guys. You know, you have one round over there, you come down here, end up playing for competition points last weekend and win a couple of the sides, and then, of course, you've got this World Club Challenge as well, and then it's directly back to the UK for you guys to play round 3 of your comp.
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing with the Super League. We start a bit earlier than the NRL, so I guess you just got to try and fit all these games in and try and get over the jet lag as quick as possible and get back to England and win the next game after this.
What else have you done whilst you're in Australia, Keith?
Just a bit of training, acclimatising. Obviously, the weather's a fair bit different, so obviously the boys are sort of getting ready for the conditions for tonight.
When do we see you back on the park?
I'm hoping about April time, so okay. Mid-April.
Mm-hmm. All right. We look forward to it, mate. Good to have you back home. Enjoy the game tonight, and it should be a cracker. And thanks again for your time.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys.
Keithy Galloway there, the World Club Challenge on tonight. Melbourne, $1.07. Like, that's
short.
Winks. That's sort of winks odds, isn't it? $1.07 up against Leeds, $8.50. 21.5-point start. Well, Jono's all over that like a fat kid in an ice cream shop. In fact, he could be that kid.